We introduce Mr. Steve McCabe. Good afternoon, Steve.
Good afternoon, Jim. How are you?
Foraging online, nobly on our behalf.
It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it.
And you found something I've never heard of, SwitchCam.
Yes, it's quite an interesting little website, this one. I mean, it's one of those places online where they don't actually offer anything new, per se. What they offer, well, actually, a little bit of that's true. What they offer largely is a very, very convenient way of finding concert footage. A lot of it's been uploaded to places like YouTube already, but what they've done is they've aggregated content very well, and basically you now get to see complete concerts online.
Wow, of your favourite bands.
And One Direction as well, yes.
All right, so what kind of breadth of bands and performers have they got?
Well, that's obviously going to depend on who's doing the uploading, because, as I say, largely it taps into sites like YouTube. For research purposes, you know, I bit the bullet and spent a while plundering the site myself. AC/DC are there, like I say, One Direction are there. My daughter's all the new favourite. Is it Ed Sheeran, I believe his name is? He's there. All the bands that you'd expect, really. All the acts that people have got a big interest in these days.
And that's interesting, because they locate them, obviously, in a particular theatre at a particular time.
Yes.
Rather than some disembodied clip you don't know when that was from.
Exactly. So it's like, you know, you can get to see, in many cases, an entire concert. You think, oh, great, I was at this band at that night at this venue. You can oftentimes plug that information in and actually find the show that you were at. And the quality doesn't seem to be too bad. It's a little bit inconsistent, but when it's good, it's very good.
All right, that's a great recommendation. SwitchCam.com.
Yes.
Steve McCabe's with us. Now, what's the problem with Internet Explorer 7?
Oh, where do I start? Well, the best thing you can say about it is it's not Internet Explorer 6. Basically, the two of them, these are web browsers built by Microsoft that don't really like to conform to standards. In other words, the way that web pages are meant to be built, the way the code's meant to be written, doesn't always work on Internet Explorer version 6 or version 7. And a lot of time, web designers, and I do a bit of this myself, we end up ripping our hair out trying to make pages work just on those two sites because they don't behave according to the standards that everybody else in the tech world understands and follows.
Right.
And so there's actually an Australian company have decided that they're going to start charging at their e-commerce site a tax on users of IE7. They say, we've had to put extra time in to make our site conform to the way that you behave because you refuse to conform to us. So now anybody who browses our shop using IE7 gets charged a 6.8% surcharge.
Wow.
That's 0.1% for every month that IE7's been released.
Oh, that's quite funny. There'd be a few people still on 6 or 7, wouldn't there?
Well, even on 6, which Microsoft have basically disowned, even 6, there's still around 7% of internet traffic going to IE6 browsers, yeah. We've tried to exorcise it, but it won't go away.
Okay, so switch to Chrome, or what's the new IE version? It's
8's around at the moment. 8's going. And then I try to avoid Windows as far as possible, but they make me do it at work. I understand that when the new Windows 8 comes out very shortly, we're going to be up to IE10. So quite frankly, there really is no excuse at all for being stuck on versions.
They're ruthless tactics. Tell us about we've talked a little bit about the new iPhone 5. When's the New Zealand release date?
This Friday.
Is this Friday?
Yes, so I'm still waiting for Apple to send me my review copy. Hint, hint, guys. It's coming out this Friday. But the big problem is, us Kiwis, we won't get to enjoy all the features of it.
Principally what?
Well, the big feature, the big marquee feature that they announced a couple of weeks ago when they did the big show and tell on this, is new faster internet connectivity, faster data transfer using a system called LTE, long-term evolution. And the New Zealand cell phone companies haven't implemented it yet.
So it's no use to us at all?
Oh, it'll work just fine, but you simply won't get the full, fantastic, faster-than-your-home Wi-Fi network broadband experience on your phone. You'll still it'll go no faster than my incredibly antique one-year-old phone.
The function of your antique one-year-old phone, though, has been zapped up, hasn't it, with their new download?
Interestingly, you used the word up and down in the same sentence. Yes. Because supposedly with the new operating system, and I heard you try to get a conversation going with Hamish McDonald about this yesterday on the panel, the maps thing just isn't working very, very well. My favourite one so far is on the Northern Motorway near the Radio New Zealand studios. The Wellington Street off-ramp, as we know, isn't open. Maps on the new iPhone operating system seems to think that the entire motorway is closed for about 200 yards.
Oh, dear.
So if you ask it for directions from, say, South Auckland to the North Shore, it'll take you off the motorway at Nelson Street, bring you back on at Fanshawe Street to avoid this section that it thinks is closed. But I drove up there at the weekend. It was definitely open.
There have been some terrible clangers. I know everyone's having a field day. Steve, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Steve McCabe.